The facade of the American dream.
Every single institution in America is racist because America is racist. And it is our job to transform and change that.
Well, the reality is you had school systems that were separate, but by no means equal, because the resources were able to be segregated and directed into particular places and particular schools. So the struggle was that if you begin to mix it up, then it gets harder to feed one group and not feed another.
It's not enough to say the country's racist. It's not enough to say we're suffering through the new slavery. The question is, and then what did you do? Well, I teach.
Simon says, I want one foot. I say, sit down. Okay, stand up.
I want.
Jump up and dance. Simon says, stop. Here, to the train. Stop. Simon says.
My middle daughter was in a specialized high school at Brooklyn Tech. She did exceedingly well. She had a 4.0 at Brooklyn College, now it's a 3.9 something. But again, there was a dispute with one of her grades. I love homeschooling, and I think it's something that all parents should look at as an option, especially if you don't have the money to put them in a stellar private school. After all, mothers, we are the first teachers of our children.
Being homeschooled by a mother is fun, but then it's also hard at the same time. Because since I'm her daughter and I live with her, like say if I wouldn't do my math, I would have to stay up and finish it, make sure everything's correct in order for me to move on.
It was definitely more rigorous than the public school system and more demanding, being that, you know, my mother was a teacher, so she expected more of me, and it definitely prepared me.
She actually has other children as well, so we have to focus on them and also myself.
She pushed me to the very limit and expected, you know, essentially the world of me so that I would be thoroughly prepared for what was to come in my later schooling years.
We do high school words. We're doing SAT words. We're not doing, like, the baby small words or anything. We're advancing or we're preparing ourselves for high school and college and so on.
More parents can do this, and they should consider it. Our oldest daughter, when she went to high school, she was the valedictorian. And then our middle son, he was the school president.
They say, how can you homeschool? Because after all, your child is not going to be socialized. And what I find out is that they're more sociable simply because they're not being told you're not bright enough, you're not pretty enough. And I noticed that in the school environment, children are somewhat intimidated. They are afraid to get up oftentimes and talk. They are hesitant to do a lot of things, whereas homeschoolers would do it because it's the norm for them. No one has told them black means that you're ugly and all other negative connotations that goes along with their terminology.
If education is the foundation for people to be informed and to improve, what does it mean when only 52% of black males entering high school in the United States will graduate, and in New York and Philadelphia, this number is less than 20%.
It wasn't just simply living in a white community. It wasn't just simply going to school with white children. It wasn't any of that. But it really had to do with an attempt to try to create a playing field that was going to be equal for you as much as it was for them.
I considered myself very educated, you know, but to realize that a lot of what I knew or thought I knew is all a lie. And that just comes from all of the brainwashing from our educational system, how that teaches us or reinforces us this belief in their superiority. You know, everything is taught from their point of view.
They were asking the black questions. Who was Harriet Tubman? All the kids, they didn't know any of the answers. Only kids raised their hands was the ones from us. They knew all of it. But there's a collective forgetfulness. It's as though they've erased our past.
You look at prior to Brown versus Board of Education, this may be an unpopular thing that I'm going to say, but to me, integration only works when the integratee is allowed to bring in his or her social mores and values and is able to practice them and embrace them the way they were before when they were in community, whatever. All right, that wasn't the case.
I just really had to unlearn so much of what I thought I knew. And I think that for me has been the most difficult thing. And then knowing that majority of my people are still stuck.
Much of the bedrock of our community as a result of integration, you know, the struggle around historically black colleges and universities. Before white schools accepted black folks, those were the places you could go, which was the HBCUs.
We're going to allow you to integrate. But when you come in here, all those black teachers and that black education that you got before, you're not going to get any more. You're not going to get any more. You are going to be taught about our heroes, our shields. You're going to be taught about our value system, our value system.
And that's a part of the brainwashing. It's an attempt to really, we get brainwashed and conditioned as the joke is, you know, is that somebody wants to buy ice. And so they bypass the black store and go to the white man's store because the ice is colder.
A person goes to a black doctor. Black doctor does something to mess up. Man, I ain't going to no more black doctors. They go to a white doctor. The white doctor mess up. They go to another white doctor. That one mess up. They go to another one until they find one who does what they want. But the black doctor, the black lawyer, the black insurance company get one chance to mess up. And then I ain't going to no more black doctors because I did this and they did that. That's part of the psychological thing. You know, that as you always say, that white ice is colder than black ice.
So those are the types of things that have been destroyed as a part in the process of integration. Black insurance companies, black banks, places that develop because of a segregated world. And that created some real serious economic strength in the black community. But now has been undermined because you don't need to buy that product or you don't need to go to that school or you don't need to shop there.
Hampton Institute, or now Hampton University, Howard, there is still something inherently valuable in being a part of the majority, in sitting in a classroom and sitting in a political science class and looking at an African-American political scientist, sitting in a biology class and looking at an African-American with a PhD in biology. There's a lot of value to that. That lets you know, again, as what I tell my students with my grandfather, I can do this because there's someone up there who looks like me that has already done it.
You had something like 146 black boarding schools in the South. Now there's like four. And those black and unbelievable, and the educational levels were off the charts. You had black teachers that were there. It was the whole village mentality. Takes a village. It was the whole village mentality. So these are my children in this classroom. They're my children for the day. And I'm going to teach them like they were my biological children because they're part of my village. So I'm going to do everything I can to teach them reading, writing, arithmetic, you know, and history. I'm going to do everything I can, all right, because they are the future. They represent the future. That integration thing, it's been a downward spiral ever since.
I said to a young man, he was talking about going to what was it, Virginia University. And I said, well, you need to take a look at Howard or Hampton or those schools. He says, oh, no. He says, I really want to get a good education.
It makes me feel sad, you know, for humanity. It makes me feel disappointed that to know that there are a group of people that exist whose agenda is to oppress people of color.
You then systematically destroy their spirit by saying, no, that's not right. Sit up, fold your hands, don't do this, don't do that. You cannot educate a child of a race that you don't respect.
Clearly, we know statistically, whatever's being given in the classroom is not working, or we wouldn't be ranked, you know, 25th or 27th in science and math to other developed countries in the world.
Let's be clear about this. No one in America is being educated except for the super rich.
So why would I feed into that educational model? That educational model is obviously not speaking to who I am, where I am, what I'm about.
They weren't designed to instill in us our culture. They were designed to prepare us to assimilate and integrate into mainstream culture.
So we've got to stop this nonsense that if you don't go to college, you don't have a future, okay? I quit school in the sixth grade, okay, because they were driving me crazy.
We end up creating people who think that they're crazy because they're feeling their oppressive condition and nobody is giving any credence whatsoever to the oppressive conditions that they live in.
So I've educated myself, and all you have to do is to follow your own interest and read.
Our idea in America now of doing education is to teach people how to take a standardized test.
Who says college campuses are such a fantastic place for black youth? And then we have black people who have bought into that and they promote this nonsense about go to college, get a good education, but they don't tell you that over 90% of the graduates in the past 20 years not working in the field that they got degrees in.
You're gonna have to step outside of the box and educate yourself, make yourself a critical thinker.
I always like to remember Malcolm X's discussion in his autobiography of his homemade education.
They talk about Malcolm X and Malcolm X and Malcolm X, but people don't understand how Malcolm X became Malcolm X.
Malcolm X was functionally illiterate when he went into the jailhouse. And he sat up there and he memorized every word he could memorize from the dictionary. Just memorize. In other words, he said, I'm not going to allow my mind to waste or my spirit to waste in this space and this time.
They need to educate themselves outside of what the American educational system is giving them. They need to step outside of that box because that's a dangerous and slippery slope for a young person to be sitting inside of a school in this country to believe that the only knowledge which is really valuable is what's being given to them inside of their classroom. Advise them and their parents as well to be very serious about their education, and not just education in the formal sense. The education that's probably going to cause the most significant change in someone's life will not take place in the classroom. When it's a myth to believe it.
Where does it take place?
It takes place in the home.
Thank you.
One of the things that I find most troubling is a scanning procedure that they have on their children. Daily, they are scanned before they can even begin their academic day.
In addressing the points my wife made regarding the ramifications of scanning, the social as well as health, and I guess in addressing your point about safety, one may argue crime has gone down, including the need to have such measures, and again, on a daily basis. I don't think anyone is arguing to just discard, those scanning devices. But every day is beyond excessive.
This is really demoralizing to the students. One of the issues that they have is that students are arriving late. And I said, well, is it not surprising? At the wall, when they go through the scanning machine, they're made to feel as though they're unworthy. If you go into an environment where you're supposed to be educated, but yet it's still you're treated as though you're a prisoner or something is wrong with you. And another reason that I find it so troubling is that we're in an environment that right next to the school, there's NYU and Polytech. And these are exceptional schools of higher learning. And when the children, prior to coming into the building, they can look right next door and you will see students playing tennis, and then they have to come in, put their books back down, have it go through a scanning machine, and they go through the scanning.
Those who are in charge will take care of their own first.
Is this a legacy we want to leave to our children, to make them feel as though they're criminal when they haven't done anything criminal? They're coming into an institution where, quote unquote, they're to better themselves, they're to be educated. But before they can even start their day, they're told, in essence, by this scanning process, you are a criminal. And again, I'm exceedingly upset about it. And I want us to begin to advocate to say that this is something that has to be stopped.
Education, because as the old folks said, and it's still true, and all of us remember that walking out the door for whatever schools we went to, they say, get a good education, because that's the one thing they can't take away from you. Because if I'm educated, if I'm analytical, if I'm able to be creative, then I'm able to figure out ways in which to deconstruct my own oppression and construct my liberation.
I can remember coming home from school and with C's on my report card. And in my family, that was just totally unacceptable. And my mother took me upstairs. We had a small library in the house. My mother took me upstairs where her high school diploma was on the wall. And she said to me, "You see that? What does it say?" And it said that she had graduated from the Negro school. And she said, "Do you know what that means?" And she, I can say this now since my mother has passed, literally and figuratively beat into me, "Do you understand what this means? C's are not acceptable in this household. You have to be an African American in this country. You have to work 3 times as hard, be 4 times as smart to get half as far." And so I came out of that experience figuratively and literally understanding the value of education.
A lot of these schools in minority neighborhoods and poor neighborhoods are being turned into holding tanks. They're being turned into holding tanks. The new corporate-inspired education reform has no room for teaching critical thinking, teaching literature.
We have limited access to useful education. We get what the South African students in Soweto rose up against, Bantu education, which only at best, if we're not pushed out of the schools, prepare us to work in menial jobs in the country.
The whole purpose of the school system was to educate factory workers to be factory workers. And this is the first crime of setting someone up to fail. Because we all know factory workers are not supposed to think, they're not supposed to have critical thinking skills, they're not supposed to be able to analyze.
The link between the educational system, so-called educational system, and the prison system the criminal punishment system, as we call it, pipeline, the schoolhouse to the jailhouse pipeline, is such that the number of prison beds is calculated on the basis of the number of second graders who cannot read on grade level at the end of the second grade, primarily Black and Latino males. When at that time it would only cost $3,500 to teach that child to read, 16 years from that time, it would cost them, well, actually it's 11 years when they're 18, it would cost, it's $35,000 a year to house them in a prison. But then it's somebody's job. It's, you know, it's the prosecutor, it's the lawyer, it's the bondsman, it's the judge, it's the jailer, it's the construction. So the whole prison industry becomes a mechanism, and once they're incarcerated, then, you know, they're making backpacks for JanSport, or, you know, bras for Victoria's Secret. And of course, once they are released, they can't even get those jobs if they went to the manufacturers of JanSport, or they went to. So at 17 cents a day.
I was working in Max Security Prison in Massachusetts. And the only way they let me come in there, since I wasn't working for the Department of Correction, but was coming from my little church in Roxbury, Massachusetts, into the prison voluntarily with my beat up car every week, driving 40 miles out to just go in there and see the men in maximum security. So they let me in to do a Bible study. I'm teaching the Bible study, and I'm watching two of the guys in my group literally with their Bibles upside down, looking to their right and left to see when other folks would turn the page, and they would turn the page too. I didn't embarrass them, but it was obvious to me. They could not even recognize the letters to know whether they were upside down or right side up. So I went to the prison administration and I said, look, it's not going to cost you a dime. My church will buy it. I will come out and teach it. But I want to teach literacy up in here. I want to teach these guys to read, and I want to teach these guys to comprehend. Prison said, if you bring that material in here, it's considered contraband, and you will be barred out of the facility. So I'm sitting there going, so these guys are locked down, they got all this time, and to do something constructive in all that time, like teaching a man to read, is considered something that is dangerous? Which it was. What I did, I bought a box of Bibles. One page at a time in my new Bibles, I had a Xerox page in each of the Bibles from the literacy books I bought. And I taught them to read underground. And I collected every page back, lest a page be hanging around, somebody would figure out what I'm doing, and put them back in the Bible and smuggle them back out of the prison. So I smuggled them both ways. Right? Because I would have clearly been barred out of that facility if they knew that I was teaching these men to read. That's why I say it still comes down to education.
A country that would remove people from their continent of origin, i.e. Africa, and literally work them to death as slaves continuously for over 400 years, and a country that would treat women as though they were not just sex objects of all colors, but less than human, is not a country that would know how to educate anyone.